miss any of the show? You can get Sheeman and Shepherd all the time with Sheeman and Shepherd On Demand. Available on 99.3ESPN.com and iTunes. This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Duran Duran, Hungry Like Wolves. This is the first video I ever remember on MTV.
My first video I ever saw was Video Killed a Radio Star by the Buggles.
The
first one I ever saw was Red Skies at Night by the Fix. But yes, this was a popular one. That woman howling in the jungle where a lot of this was filmed. Remember?
Yeah, I do. These ones, they would play them over and over because there were like, you know, 8 videos on the first day, and that's all you had. then they started making more and more.
The only Springsteen one they played, this is before Born in the USA came out, they would play Rosalita, which is a great song of Bruce's, right?
Yeah.
But it's like 9 minutes long. It's like an old Yes. And that's the only video they had.
The bathroom song.
Back in the day. It is a bathroom song. But even a lot of classic rock stations don't play it.
It was either NSYNC, Bye Bye Bye, or Eminem's Real Slim Shady. Those were the two, and they were right around the same time, so I can't pinpoint which one.
Now, MTV didn't play a lot of Eminem.
Well, we had TRL. So, like, my MTV growing up didn't play a lot of music.
Right.
It was Real World, Road Rules. Right, yeah. Towards the end, you got into the, you know, what was that great show? That great show out of New Jersey, Jersey Shore. Talk about a great Tuesday night binge.
God, is that what the situation it. And all that?
The right? Situation I hated and Jay Wow and yeah. Ronnie
what a waste
and Snookers.
Of time.
Absolutely.
Oh,
Snooky.
Great show.
Snookers are game.
Great
Snooky.
Show. No, that was our nickname was Snookers.
I know. I liked Real World the first 3 years, and I stopped watching it. When Puck picked the scab and then stuck his finger in the peanut butter
jar. Real World than I was Road Rules guy.
Really?
But back in the day, I mean, the videos on MTV, that was a huge thing. Like, your parents would have to yell at you to turn it off because you were waiting and waiting for your favorite artist to come
up. I was waiting for Billie Jean.
You'd sit there with a VHS
Michael Jackson.
And
by
tape.
The way, they did not play a lot of Michael Jackson early on either because he was black. Well, he was.
Really?
No, they didn't have a lot of videos back then.
They had
Off the Wall. They used to play that.
Yep. They did not play.
There weren't a lot of videos for a lot of people though.
Right. But they did not play the black. In fact, Prince had a hard time getting on MTV.
Really?
Yeah.
What were they run like during the day? Because it was Carson Daly on TRL when I was growing up.
Well, there was Kurt Loder with his news at the top of the hour.
Chris, they would literally.
Oh, no. It was just like constant episodes of Cribs. MTV Cribs and Pimp My Ride.
But back
that was it.
But when it first came on in 79, 80, when I first got cable, Chris, they set it up like you were a regular radio station. They had 6 to 10. They had their 6 to 10 people, their 10 to 2 people, their 2 to 6
Downtown
people.
Julie Brown.
Right, Downtown Julie Brown. And before that, Mark Summers, who does the production, does all the producing for all the Food Shows Network now.
Oh, really?
But you'll see Mark sometimes on a lot of those shows. He was a jock there. And it was 90% videos. I mean, you sat, a lot of them were repeated every hour and a half. But
that's fine because at least the title MTV made a little bit of sense.
Yeah. Those were the days it was owned by Madonna. Ugh. All right.
Well, anyway.
Without any further ado. Oh, by the way, just a quick little story before we get to Chris with his rundown. Apparently, dozens of shots were fired into the home of Colts assistant Parks Frazier. This is Coach Reich's right-hand man, I guess. I guess it happened over the weekend, but the news is now just breaking. Let's see. As many as 8 suspects opened fire on Parks Frazier's home on Sunday evening. Witnesses said they saw men pull up in 3 cars, fire about 70 rounds into the house.
Whoa!
The rear door was also kicked in. Several rounds were fired through the doorway of the home. Fortunately, nobody was home at the time. Why are they firing all this ammo into a house where nobody's home?
I don't know.
While the police were gathering several handgun and rifle casings from the house, they did find a cell phone that one of the knuckleheads left behind. So, this is like Frank Reich's main assistant with the Colts office. Just had his house blasted. In the meantime, let's get caught up with everything else that's going on. Chris has our SportsCenter rundown.
Stanley Cup playoffs tonight. You got game three of the Eastern Conference Finals. The Bruins and their 2-0 series lead in Raleigh taking on the Hurricanes at 8 o'clock on NBCSN. Tonight we got the NBA Draft Lottery at 8:30. Then at 9 o'clock on ESPN, the Warriors host the Trailblazers in game one of the Western Conference Finals. Turkish broadcaster S Sport will not televise the Western Conference Finals between the Warriors and Trailblazers because of Enes Kanter and his critical comments of the current president.
So let's talk about this for a minute. So Enes Kanter of the Portland Trailblazers, when he was with the Knicks, he was very critical of the Turkish government. I can't remember, was his father his, over there?
He was an outspoken supporter of the guy who lost the presidential race. Yeah. And I'm not very well versed on this, so pardon me if I misspeak about a president or, you know, whatever.
But he was worried about losing his life.
Justin Trudeau.
Kanter sided with the guy who lost. Right. The guy who lost was then accused of, like, terrorism.
Right.
Even though he's, like, he was the pro-American.
Yeah. He was our guy?
Running guy. I don't want to get too in the weeds on politics on this.
Turkish president Recep Tayyip.
Yeah, Turkish president.
Erdogan.
So, anyway, while this is going on, they're calling for Enes Kanter's head. Mm-hmm. And if he ever goes overseas, Interpol will arrest him. So while he was with the Knicks, I do believe he did not go to a series against Toronto because it was out of the country.
Did, yeah.
He thought he would be arrested. Now he has since been traded to the Trailblazers, but I want to know what's going to happen. What if he makes the finals and has to play in Toronto?
What's also interesting about that is he also sat out the New York Knicks, I think, played the Boston Celtics in London this year.
He didn't go for
that game either. So he's very serious about not leaving the safety of America.
Kanter is aligned and a close ally with Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, who the Erdogan government accuses of helping orchestrate a failed coup attempt back in 2016.
Okay, that was it.
So now the Turkish government, they're not showing any games with...
They will not be showing the S... what's the
S Sports Network or something?
S Sport. Yeah. That's the their ESPN. It will not televise any Western Conference Finals because of Enes Kanter. They have already come out and said if the Trailblazers make the NBA Finals, they will not broadcast that either.
Wow. And basketball's big in Turkey. This is a big deal.
Mm. It's big all over the place. Now, we have had Oregon Senator Ron Wyden. He's sending a letter to Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau asking for safe passage should it be Raptors Trailblazers in the NBA Finals. Basically asking for Canadian protection the same way that the U.S. government, I don't know if they've done anything to like protect them or anything, basically the same rules.
Can you imagine of all the sports stories we covered, like if something happened and we got to talk about that during an NBA Finals? Unbelievable.
Here's a quote from the letter being sent from the Oregon senator to Justin Trudeau. Sorry.
Trudeau. Yeah. Prime Minister Justin
quote,
Trudeau.
I ask your government to facilitate Mr. Kanter's safe passage to and from Canada should the Trailblazers play the Raptors in Toronto in the upcoming NBA Finals. I also urge your government to state publicly that it will not comply with any Interpol red notice meant to interfere with Mr. Kanter's livelihood and to intimidate him and his family back in Turkey.
Well, he won't just be arrested.
No,
he'll be
deported.
Killed.
He'll be deported first, and then he'll be killed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you know who works for the Turkish government? Edo Turkoglu. Remember
that's
him?
Right. Oh, yes, that's right. Yes, I do remember that.
In fact, when the whole London deal was going down, he says, oh, he's being a baby. He's got nothing to worry about. Wink, wink.
Yeah. Well, and not only is Enes Kanter having to deal with this, but it's also Ramadan. He can...
Oh, does he not play after sundown on
no,
Sunday?
No, he cannot eat anything or drink anything from sunup to sundown. Yeah. So Hakeem Olajuwon went through the same thing when he'd make his deep postseason run. So Kanter's waking up at 4 a.m. every morning, basically shoving as much food and water down his throat that he can fit.
Yeah.
Because he knows he's not going to be able to eat until sundown. And with the games being out on the West Coast, it's sundown during the first half. So he has multiple like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and all this food waiting for him at his locker when he comes back at halftime.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, there are a lot of Jewish athletes. I mean, Sandy Koufax went through that too. You know, he wouldn't sit in the dugout.
You think about all the extra going on with Enos Kanter right now, on top of playing in a Western Conference Finals against maybe the best team we've ever seen on a basketball court.
And Cantor is also in the process of becoming a U.S. citizen, but he won't have that finalized until 2021.
Oh, let's speed it up. Come on.
Something to be said about that. Wow.
He's got to know somebody, right?
I think so.
Get a fake ID.
Jeez.
You can make one.
It's incredible.
He's a lamination
machine. I had one. Got taken away.
Did you?
Yeah.
Why? You didn't fake birth?
Well, no, the bartender.
What's your sign?
The bartender said...
When you got carded, when were we with you when you got carded?
He would get carded now.
You got carded at the our ratings little
shindig. Yeah, I got carded at a wedding on Saturday night.
That's a good thing, though. You should never be insulted by that.
You look about 21, like you'd be on the bubble.
I'm used to it at this point.
Yeah. No doubt. Well, okay, so think of all that Enos Kanter has on his plate right now, going through all this you just mentioned. What's the biggest problem you had today? I mean, I was complaining that the light was long.
My biggest problem I had today was I flubbed a pitching wedge about 40 yards from the green, a little bit.
Wow.
I still recovered.
Chris, what was your biggest problem today?
My radio broke last night in my truck.
Oh, wait a second. Oh, hang on. We haven't even got to that yet.
Yeah, I was listening to the station, and I hit a bump. It was like...
And then the radio quit working?
The radio stopped working, and I'm like, oh, dang, we're off air. So I go and I flip to another station. I'm like, son of a gun. They're off air too. So
I'm at a Nexus.
Then I went to another station outside of this building.
Yeah.
They were off air too. I'm like,
how'd that happen?
Where
the
am
hell
I?
Just happened. No AM, no FM, nothing. What's weird was I put on XM, which I don't get, but like I can hear like the free preview.
Yeah. Right.
And I was getting that audio. So I'm thinking something terrible has just happened to all radio stations in this market.
Or you're in a tractor beam being pulled to space.
I called Adam, our operations manager here, just to be like, hey, dude, can you flip on a radio station and just tell me if you're getting anything? Mm-hmm. Anyway, no, he did, or he was getting sound. He was like, it's your truck. Anyway.
Wow.
So
that's your biggest problem. Is that a bigger problem than Enos Kanter? That's my point. That's why I'm going.
I mean, are we allowed to talk about what happened
today?
I'm
in the radio.
Yeah. We're allowed to talk about what you did?
No.
Well, I haven't done anything yet.
I haven't done anything yet.
I'm getting a new car because it's easier to get a new car than replace a radio.
Radio breaks, get a new car.
So had your radio not broken last night, you would not be getting a new?
No.
See, everything happens for a reason.
No, so you know what happened? Honestly, I've been thinking for about 6 months about getting a new car. My car's 7 years old. My truck's 7 years old. It's just, it was fine. It was getting me from A to B.
Right.
But the last month or two, not the last month, I've put already like $1,000 into this truck.
Yeah.
I was told that there was like something that was like $600 that I just said, don't fix it. Don't worry about it.
Right.
There was also like a $2,000 charge that they said you're going to have to spend it in the next 2 months or so.
For what? Something you never heard of? Like
the
bearings?
Hydraulics on my back tire. I don't know. Yeah. So it just seemed like the appropriate time.
Yeah. It's a good move. I made the opposite mistake about a year ago this time. Because I don't want a car payment. I'm sorry. That's just how I roll.
And I didn't have one, and it was great.
I'm putting a kid through college. I didn't want to get him. So the transmission went out. I fixed it. I'm like, all right, this will last me another 4 years, whatever. Mm-hmm. Then some other part that I never heard of went out. That was another $2,000. And then another $500. And finally, it was like, I put $7,000 into this car last year. I finally got a new car around Christmas.
At some point, you just
I just had to cut bait. Because I still thought it was a little young, if you will. I mean, it was an older car. But anyway.
Well, I was coming up on 100,000 miles.
Yeah. I think you should automate. Cars today, I think you should get without even trying. If you take care of them, change the oil, you should get 100,000 miles, no problem.
Yep.
And I was well over 100,000 on my other one. But, once you get a certain point, it's just you're just throwing money away.
Look, man, I had replaced 5 door handles on this thing. Like,
door handles were breaking.
It was ridiculous. You know how inconvenient it is to have a broken driver door handle?
Mine is. I'm still waiting for the part to come in.
I had to NASCAR it, leave the window down, and crawl in and out.
Hey, you know what's awesome? Yeah.
Oh, and a headlight burnout? I mean, I know that's just normal wear and tear stuff.
That's the worst, though.
You've got, you're going to get that new car smell.
Oh, I'm
so
excited.
You're going to be proud of that.
I'm so excited.
But you got a three-year-old and a one-year-old.
No, it's okay.
It's over.
It's okay.
It's not going to last long.
No, they're in car seats still.
Yeah, but they're going to spill their sippy cups.
No,
there's
going to
be little animal cracker crumbs on the bottom of the
seat. No drinking in daddy's new car.
That's what daddy says, but that's really
what's
going to happen.
Remember what happened with your new chair? How long did that not get?
Yeah, your son put a pen through it.
It was a pen, but yeah.
He wrote all over it.
That chair was great, though. Still is great. Watched A Few Good Men on that chair last night.
Very good.
Nice.
Well, 239 says he's got 162K on his truck. I'd like to know. I'd like to know what kind of brand that is.
I'm happy for you. Good for you.
Yeah.
I'm not. I mean, I'm a little jealous.
Yeah.
But good for you. Seriously.
Exactly. What kind of car do you think Zion's buying after today?
One a lot nicer than the one I just bought.
You won't have to buy any car.
You know, he's probably he already has
sponsorship that's going to give him whatever he wants. I really hope to have a camera somewhere. I'm sure there's a draft party going on around Madison Square Garden or many. I want to see Knicks fans if they don't get the number one pick.
It'll be devastating.
It'll be fabulous
now,
to see.
So far, what I've been able to hear both on Le Batard and I've read online, Knicks fans, they've had a priest do blessings.
Yep.
They've had
a rabbi.
A rabbi, and they've had witches with Ouija boards. They are so that they are doing everything that they can think of that will try and help the spirit world get them the number one pick of the draft tonight.
They have a 14% chance. Cavaliers have a 14% chance. The Suns have a 14% chance. That drops down a little bit to the Bulls. They have a 12.5% chance.
I would not recommend a Ouija board.
The Hawks have a 10.5% chance. I'll just go with threes. The Wizards, a 9% chance. The Pelicans, which I think would be fascinating, a 6% chance.
Mm-hmm.
The Memphis Grizzlies, 6% chance. Dallas, 6%. Minnesota, 3. Lakers, how about this? 2%. What if they ever got it? That would be something.
Zion and Bron and Lonzo.
Charlotte, 1%. Miami Heat, 1%. And the Sacramento Kings, 1%.
See, I like to
but
see
if they
the Heat
get it, it goes to Philadelphia. If they get the number one pick, the Philadelphia 76ers will get it.
Wow.
My boys have a 4% chance to get the number two pick.
Well, let's hope that the Celtics don't get any more favors.
No, let's hope they do.
You've got enough.
No, it's never enough.
It's always enough.
But
what's enough?
I do hope they have a camera.
A bunch of non-NBA finals appearances?
Events. Yeah. I hope at least they get close.
Oh, yeah, because that's rewarding.
Yeah, I'm sure
that's rewarding.
You throw a parade for that, right?
Yeah.
No.
Close?
No. No.
You know, just make sure your Bruins can get to a finals appearance.
Again.
No.
Yes.
No, I'm rooting against that.
I am too.
I can't tolerate that.
I'm going
to put in for some early vacation time. By the way, I don't start paying attention to hockey until the playoffs start. When do those start?
Yeah. You're missing out.
Playoffs?
You're the only one. You're missing out because it's been fabulous.
Really?
Fantastic, yes.
I mean, what a start to the MLS season. I put it on Sunday. Orlando at Atlanta. 75,000 people packed in the Mercedes-Benz Dome. What a sight. Soccer on the rise.
The Revolution just hired, I know, what's his name?
Bruce
Arena.
Arena, yeah.
Former America
coach.
Guy. Did he suck? Wasn't he horrible?
Who?
Bruce
Arena?
No.
Controversial.
He took over from Jurgen Klopp. Klopp was really the...
Who laid an egg this past 2 years ago? Who am I thinking of?
Was Klopp.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was Klopp. Or not Klopp. Klinsmann. Sorry. God, Klopp is the...
Come on, get your soccer guys right.
Hold on. Klinsmann, they both start with K. Klinsmann, former German soccer player who...
Yeah, very good soccer player.
But Klopp was also a former German, very good soccer player.
Yes,
he's
was.
He's coaching at Liverpool, and I've had Liverpool at the top of my mind here of late. Mm-hmm. Sorry about that.
Chris in a car says the NBA will make sure the New York Knicks do get the number one pick.
I think that's true.
I think there's a possibility that can happen.
Would you guys cry more outrage if the Knicks got it or if the 2% Lakers got it?
Lakers.
But like we said, this happened to Cleveland. They had like a less than 2% chance a couple years ago.
But it's not like cut and dry like that.
It's more geared now towards
the formula here.
Yeah, but
here's what I don't like.
It's geared now towards.
I don't like that we don't see the ping pong balls. That's behind the closed door. Then they come out and announce it with their fancy placards.
Yeah.
I want to see what's going on because I don't trust them. I haven't trusted them since Patrick Ewing. I haven't.
So you've never trusted the lottery.
I am always suspicious.
If you go look at that documentary and see it, it's such a crock when people say that that thing was rigged.
100%. 100% disagree with
frozen envelope.
It was frozen, and the corner was nicked.
Because one person said it was frozen.
That's all I need.
No. Anybody could say that.
And I got to watch Steve Stepanovich in Indiana instead of Patrick Ewing. Fact.
Patrick Ewing for the Pacers, this wouldn't have cut it.
Why? Tell me why. Come on. Finish that thought.
Because Ewing and Miller wouldn't have been an awesome one, too.
Wasn't that like then, back then?
Clark Kellogg back then.
You had
Clark Kellogg?
Chuck Person back then.
He played basketball?
Yeah, he was good.
Ohio State.
Yeah, Chuck Person back then.
I'm dead serious.
Who else did you?
Clark Kellogg was a very good basketball player.
Clark Kellogg was very good.
I had no clue.
Out of Ohio State.
Oh, yeah.
Did you think he was just some giant dude at the desk on March every year that you watched on TV?
I mean, I don't know the size of these guys. All their chairs are at different height. They make it so everybody looks the same.
He was really good.
Much like Tom Cruise in A Few Good Men. Wow.
Now that you can say that.
Chuck Person was on this team, right?
Yeah.
5'6", has 820,000 miles?
No.
Unfact.
Wow. No, he texted in the odometer.
He's going for 1 million miles on this car.
On the van. He's got a van. Okay. Well, God bless you.
How old is that? That's a white Ford van.
How old? It's 5'6". All right, new nickname.
Yeah, we need an
odometer van guy or something like that.
This van, I'm guessing, is from the Reagan administration. This is late 1980s.
That's late 80s?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because what was it? 92 was Clinton, right?
Yeah.
92 and 96.
Yeah.
Wow.
But getting back to
Clark Kellogg, they had some good teams back then.
So Clark Kellogg came out of Ohio State, Chris.
Hold on. Clark Kellogg, thinking of Bryant Gumbel. My apologies.
Bryant Gumbel?
That's why I was so surprised.
Hold on.
How do you mix up Bryant Gumbel?
Well, they're
not even Greg Gumbel. Bryant Gumbel.
Yeah, you got the wrong Gumbel.
I got the wrong Gumbel at that point, but they're on the CBS college basketball broadcast, newsflash. I don't watch that a ton throughout the year. Like, you watch it Selection Sunday, and at that point, I'm more focused on what Shaq has to say.
Hold on just a minute. Your egregious error of confusing Clark Kellogg is worse than me thinking that one of the Black Panther dudes is the new Falcon in Avengers. Captain America guy.
You're so off base.
I think that's a more egregious error.
Maybe in the sports world, you're right about that. But in general, no, you're not right about that.
Wow.
So I apologize. Look, my bad.
Jerry Seastin was on that. We'll take him. Thank you.
Well, you did take him because he went to the Celtics after the Pacers.
I know that. Won a championship. He was great. I never missed.
500 miles.
Well, did you have Johnny Davis?
I would drive 500.
Boy, everybody's sending me pictures of their odometers, and these are impressive numbers.
Okay, now forgive me for not knowing this, Chris. Maybe you know, Craig. You had Clement Johnson on your team. He was 6'10" center. Okay,
mm-hmm.
He went to Florida It's Florida A&M. Okay, it was Florida. That was a school back then.
Yeah.
Florida Agriculture McCann. Okay, they had a good football team.
But the thing
then.
I liked about Clark Kellogg, the dude tried everything.
He was awesome.
He didn't take any plays off.
No.
He gave you everything he had.
You had Butch Carter from your school,
yeah,
IU.
I remember, yes.
Yeah,
yes,
Butch is a good player.
No doubt about it.
Louis Orr had his moments.
So that...
Herb, is that Cadillac Williams was on that team from Ohio State? Herb Williams?
Cadillac Williams. Herb Williams, yes.
No, Cadillac was a running back for...
Watch the beginning of Miracle last night.
Oh, that's
speaking
great.
Of Herbs.
Team USA won.
Spoiler alert.
So you watched Miracle and A Few Good Men last night?
I started A Few Good Men at 7:15, maybe shortly thereafter, was done with it at 9:45. Did not finish Miracle, but watched the beginning, watched through tryouts. Then I woke up on the couch when Rizzo and Callahan and the boys were saying you can't bring in this guy right before because it's not fair.
We're a family.
Now tonight
that
are you watching Bachelorette tonight though because you and your wife tape it. record it.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, maybe. There looked like there was some good juicy drama on The Bachelorette last night.
Let's go guys, have Sidney Lowe on your team.
North Carolina State.
That's Sidney Lowe? Red Jacket Sidney Lowe?
What? Yes.
All right.
Yes. North Carolina State. Let's go to the phones.
Crazy
Alex.
How basketball players blow up.
Yeah, they do get
some of them
swollen a
yeah.
bad way.
Sidney, he went bad in a lot of ways.
When you stop running cardio up and down the court every day, then yeah, you get fat.
I thought he was a better coach at NC State than what he was given credit for. That's a problem with NC State thinking that they should be on the same level as Duke and North Carolina because of proximity. You shouldn't.
And Jim Bob. All right, shall we? Let's go to the phones. Mark, Syracuse fan, said, damn, I missed it. How did Chris like a few good men? We'll do a 5 o'clock hour
recap. You're way late, by the way. Have Alex hang
Alex in Fort Myers. You're on with Sheeman and Shepard. Go ahead.
Alex.
Chris, how do you get the Gumball Brothers confused? I mean, come on.
I got them confused.
The Gumball Brothers. One was a sports guy. He went to NBC. The other one came up and did it. They're not Clark Kellogg.
Okay, look, I understand that. It was a mistake. I make an honest mistake. I apologize that I insulted the beloved Gumball Brothers.
Brian's a much nicer person.
Get out of here.
Greg's a much nicer person than
which one's the HBO one?
Brian, who worked at NBC.
Pompous ass.
Pompous, yes.
Greg is a real nice man. Brian is got too full of himself. With those, the fake, I hate the fake legs crossed a little bit, asking, and then slowly for effect.
Well, and then you
taking
gotta,
your glasses off, maybe biting.
You have to bite the,
yes!
tip yes!
and biting it, and then tilt your head and let's ask a real, real serious question. It's like reporters who wade out into the ocean in the summer with microphones and have little kids. Touch the microphone with their mommies in the ocean.
What happened?
When you go to the beach, what happens?
What do you see at the beach?
Not so much around here, but we used to have, anytime it was nice, you'd have people, reporters in Boston, if they weren't measuring snow, they're wading into various oceans.
Down by the harbor!
Yeah, exactly. And they love to roll their pants up, their suit pants up, and wade in with their little microphone so little Timmy and little Sally can play with the microphone. Oh, it's so great. We have one sunshiny day in 3 months, and it's just wonderful. And it's going to our lake or ocean, whatever, and have my little kid play with the microphone, and it adds nothing. It's like when they stand out in the snow and measure it. I don't need to sit there and see that there's 2 feet of snow on the ground. I can't get out of my house.
How did we get there?
Click.
Well, wherever we are, we're
anyway,
late.
Well, that's your
coming up, sign up for the Sheeman and Shepard 99.3 ESPN golf outing. This is it. Zit. We're cutting it off today.
The paces were horrible back in 83.
Yeah.
26 and 8. Oh, that's terrible.
Wow. 99.3ESPN.com. We're playing golf this Saturday. We've been telling you about it for a month ad nauseum. Sign up. In fact, I'm wearing the new hat right now that we're getting that you can have.
You had two Indiana guys on that team. You had Jim Thomas, too.
JT.
It's terrible.
Hoosiers.
Jimmy.
Jimmy and Butch Carter. Not good.
Jimmy Tommy.
Coming out, the making of the Trailblazers, and do they have a shot tonight? All that coming up. Oh, and Daniel Craig injured filming James Bond.
What?
In
really?
Jamaica. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I want to hear more. I have not
all
seen that.
All that coming up. Ooh. Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
One of them thinks cooking is cool. The other thinks white tube socks are. This is Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Thank you, as always, for checking us out. Couple of NBA notes. Juwan Howard is interviewing with Minnesota, and also the 76ers, Brett Brown gets another year. Did Joel Embiid save his job with his comments yesterday? We can talk about that later on. Tonight we got Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals, Trailblazers and Warriors. In a minute, Pete will have a little interesting background how the Trailblazers got to be where they are, and I think that's an interesting story as well. I did tease you going into the break. They're filming James Bond.
Yeah, what happened?
This is the 25th one, believe it or not. Daniel Craig was run. They're filming in Jamaica, man. He was running in a sprint, one of his last scenes there, and he all of a sudden just fell awkwardly, massive leg injury, and they had to fly him back to America to have it checked out. All shooting has been suspended.
Oh, man. I wonder what he did. No! He blow an ankle out?
I don't know if it was an ankle or a knee. They're not saying. Lower leg injury, Pete. I don't know. It's like a Patriots injury report.
No, it's like an NHL injury report. Yeah. Lower body injury.
Yeah, lower body.
Remember, Harrison Ford got hurt in the Millennium Falcon. The first.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
They had to stop that. It took 3 months, 4 months.
Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible broke his ankle jumping across that building.
And he's out of his mind.
He, yeah,
I
he
give
is.
Him credit. I mean, man.
But they had to stop that for 2 months, which is still kind of not that long for a broken ankle.
Would you do your own stunts?
No way.
No way.
I would.
Yeah, I could see you doing it. Yeah.
Would you hang on an airplane while it took off? I mean, he did that.
If I had a safety harness.
Safety harnesses are for wusses.
Then I would be a wuss, but I'd be doing my own stunts. How about that?
It's a safety harness.
People that
do
climb mountains
fall off an airplane.
Keep me safe. It's in the name. It's literally in the name. It's a safety harness.
You're going to be dangling from an airplane at 500 miles an hour.
Right up until it's not.
That's fine. I run almost that fast.
All right, Pete Shepard, tell me as I get ready to watch game one tonight. And by the way, those standing by, Wikipedia is around the corner.
Yes. And today's category is what? Geography?
Geography.
Statewide geography.
Love that.
Down by the harbor.
So there are questions about states today.
Yeah.
I got that.
It's a good category.
From the state. That's good. I like that.
So how do the
Trailblazers states in America?
America states.
All 50. The Trailblazers play in the 22nd largest market, okay? Most remote location in the NBA.
Top 25.
They haven't had a pick in the top five in the NBA draft since 2007.
Wow.
So here they are in the Western Conference Finals.
Greg Oden.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Greg Oden. Number one overall pick in 2007, but injuries, as we know, limited. He only played 105 career games, 82 with the Trailblazers.
Some of those with the Heat.
Adding insult to injury, the number two pick, which we all remember, is Kevin Durant. He went to Seattle.
Ooh.
And, injuries also cut short Brandon Roy's blossoming career that began with three All-Star selections. Remember him?
Oh, he was so good.
His first 4 years.
Out of Washington?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
So despite the bad luck, Trailblazers have reached the postseason in 8 of 11 years since drafting Oden.
Good management over
there.
Their
winning percentage of .570 in that span, 7th best in the NBA. A lot of reasons why it is. It all starts with the cornerstones of the franchise, the starting backcourt of Damian Lillard and C.J. McCollum. While Portland has not picked in the top five in the NBA draft since Oden, Lillard and McCollum are its only top 10 picks in that span. Think about that.
That's good. That's good scouting.
And you look at where those guys are out of, the schools that they played out. C.J. McCollum out of Lehigh. And
where's Lillard?
Oh, hold on one second.
Since Lillard was drafted in 2012, only one duo has scored more points as teammates for their drafted team than Lillard and McCollum. And it's the opposite backcourt starting against them in the Western Conference Finals, as we all know. Again, finding two great players in the top 10 of the draft.
Weber State.
Consider the pedigree of both Lillard and McCollum. Neither came from a blue blood, or as we get into this now. Lillard remains the only player from Weber State selected in the first round. McCollum is not only the lone player from Lehigh ever drafted, he's the only player in Hawks history to ever play in the NBA.
Wow.
But remember, he was a part of that Lehigh team, a 15 seed that beat number two Duke.
Yeah.
So, like, you kind of knew. Yeah. And he was the star of that game. And I get it. We see the upsets, and there's always that star. And most of the time, it doesn't translate into the NBA. But for him, you could tell. He had the size. He had the shot. He kind of had everything that you needed to at least get a shot at the next level.
And the Trailblazers is one of just five teams in the NBA to feature two of the 20 most expensive contracts in the NBA in terms of cap hit this year. The other duos, some of the most hyped in the league, Russell Westbrook and Paul George, were the Blazers knocked out in the first round. Both Lillard and McCollum are signed through 2020-2021. So because the Trailblazers' willingness to spend money has led to some difficulty cap situation contracts, 2016 they signed Allen Crabbe, remember him? 75 million. Evan Turner. $70 million. Mo Harkless, $42 million.
And Mo!
Myers Leonard, $41 million to contract, $220 million in contracts. And then Krabbe was dealt to the Nets for virtually nothing a year later. But that opened up room to get McCollum and his $107 million
this
deal.
All comes down to the fact that they found gems late in the top 10.
Well, I mean, look, Portland is, I think that they've got a chance to steal a couple games here, but they've also got Josef Nurkic
coming back
from a broken leg that he suffered late in the season.
How tall is he?
He's 6'10", 6'11", kind of like a sort of a, Jokic from Denver.
Is he as thick?
He's pretty thick. He's not as good of a passer, probably a better scorer. But this is another guy that, like, they should be better next year with him, you know.
Yeah.
Remember, one of our texters reminded us, there was talk that LeBron was thinking of going there. I mean, I think they were in their top four, Philadelphia and Portland. They got talk. I don't know if it was ever real consideration by LeBron. But anyway.
Yeah.
And no, I don't think it's the same if LeBron's on that team, because we had a texter ask, are they the favorite if LeBron's on this team?
I don't think so.
McCollum or Lillard has to diminish.
Right. I mean, it's kind of like what we saw with Golden State. Okay, it's awesome when KD and Curry go nuts, but as we just saw in Game 6, Klay Thompson is more than willing to step up and fill that void as the second or even the first scorer on a team.
But then you got, look at Enes Kanter, his cap hit's only $500,000.
That was a great pickup by
Rodney Hood, another one in the trade. His cap's
by the way,
see,
is Rodney
million.
Hood healthy tonight? Hyperextended knee.
He's questionable that I saw yesterday, I believe. So they'll do him, you know, put him through the pregame workouts and see.
And Seth Curry, only $2.8 million. They got him as a free agent.
Snagged him from Dallas, I believe.
Yeah. Very good.
And then Terry Stotts, the Trailblazers entered this year with the 10-game losing streak in the postseason, including that embarrassing sweep against the 6-seed Pelicans in the first round last year.
Was that a sweep?
Yeah, he entered this postseason with the worst playoff winning percentage by any local head coach with at least 30 playoff games of experience. But here they are.
Here they are. Game one tonight.
Yeah.
Catch the fever. All right, coming up, we've got some WWE tickets available. Caller number 9 gets to take on Pete Shepard in Wikipedia. That is coming up next. We're doing states geography. Ooh. So bone up on that.
It's geography about states in the U.S.
Exactly.
Of A.
All right. Mm-hmm. Caller number 9 will get the chance to compete at 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Wikipedia next. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Think you got what it takes to stump the Shep? Shooter shoot. And here's your shot. It's Wikipedia.
All right, here we go. It's time to play the game that all of Southwest Florida can't wait for. Wikipedia. And the prize today, get to see the WWE Superstars return to Southwest Florida. The SummerSlam Heatwave Tour, July 22nd at 7:30 at Hertz Arena. Tickets go on sale this week on Friday. Kofi Kingston versus Kevin Owens. Roman Reigns versus Randy Orton. It can all be yours. We got two tickets right now for caller number 9, which is Cody. Cody, welcome to the Sheeman and Shepherd Show. How are you, Cody?
What's up, Cody?
Good. Thank you. How are you?
Very good. How old are you, Cody?
I am 26.
And what do you do for a living?
I work for a pool company.
Okay, very good. All right, do you know how the game is played? We're going to rotate some questions. We're doing geography states today. That's the category. You ready?
Awesome, absolutely.
All right. Just to clarify, did we decide 3 correct answers or 2? But we will alternate between.
Yes.
Okay, here we go. First 1 to 3 wins. Cody, question number 1 for you. It's an easy one. Which state is known as the first state?
The first state. That would be Delaware.
That is correct, Cody.
Very good.
All right, Cody with an early 1-0 lead.
A lot of people don't know that. You'd be surprised.
I didn't know that.
I knew that.
Yeah.
I've been there. All right.
I drove through. Nice bridge. That's a beautiful bridge.
All right. Yeah. So, Pete, we lead with you for question
number 2. So, are we doing 3?
We're doing 3.
Okay.
What is, Pete Shepard, the capital of Maryland?
The capital of Maryland is not, I want to make sure I get this right.
Get it right? Are you Googling?
How can I Google?
I don't know.
I don't
Show
Google.
Show your hands.
I don't Google. Hands up in the air.
Hands above the table.
Hands up in the air. Baltimore. And that's wrong.
That is incorrect.
That's wrong.
All right. Now, Chris, do we give Cody a chance to answer this?
Yeah, he gets to steal.
All right, Cody, your chance. What is the capital of Maryland?
I would have went Baltimore. I don't know.
All right, fair enough. All right. We go to the next one.
It's Annapolis.
Oh, yeah,
Annapolis,
so,
Maryland.
So stupid with a Naval Academy. It's so dumb. I'm an idiot.
I thought you would get that with Belichick's connection.
And it being so close to the harbor.
Right, yeah.
All right, Cody with a 1-0 lead as we go to question number 3. Cody, you get the next question first. Columbia is the capital of what state?
Hold on.
Wow. And no, hold on. No, no Googling.
No Googling on your phone.
Googling.
I can hear.
I don't know. Ohio?
Wrong, sir. That's Columbus. Pete Shepard, Columbia is the capital of what state?
Oh, boy.
Pete doesn't get to steal, does he?
Oh, I thought he did.
No, only the caller gets to steal.
Oh, so I should get the right answer here.
Yes, you should.
It is a state I used to live in. Yeah. Of course, I'm in radio. I've lived in a lot of states. Mm-hmm. Columbia, South Carolina is the answer we were looking for here. Cody still with a 1-0 lead as we go to question number 4. Although, is it Pete's turn to go first, I believe? Yes?
Yes, it is.
Pete Shepard.
Yes.
What state is known as the Show Me State?
Missouri.
I say Missouri.
But they
say
Missouri.
Matter. Tomato, tomato, guys.
All right.
I'm talking like a native Missourian.
We are tied at 1-1. Next question for Cody here at Wikipedia. Cody, what is the capital of Michigan?
Detroit.
Wrong, sir. Easy mistake. Pete Shepard. Oh, Pete doesn't get a chance to steal?
No, Pete doesn't get to steal.
So I just tell the answer.
Yes.
Is it Grand?
It would be Lansing, Michigan.
I would have said East Lansing, but
no,
anyhow.
That would have been wrong.
I know it would have been. Yeah.
Michigan State is.
Yep.
All right. I've lost track. I think it's Pete Shepard's turn to go first.
And it's 1-1.
1-1.
Okay.
Yeah.
We only have 3 questions left.
There's some pretty easy ones there at the end.
Pete Shepard.
Yo.
Topeka is the capital.
Kansas. Don't waste my time.
All right. Pete Shepard has now taken a 2-1 lead over Cody. Cody, this next question is for you. Cody, what is known as the Tar Heel State?
Oh, Lord.
North Carolina.
Gee, what gave it away?
Boom. It is 2-2.
What's 1 + 1, Cody?
4.
It is 2-2. We have 1 question left.
It's Pete's. It's Pete's. It's a layup.
Oh, this
it's
is a layup. Layup.
You guys think your layups are not my layups.
It's a layup.
It may not be.
It is.
I should have got Annapolis and I didn't get that. It was dumb.
Oh, you should come up with your own question, Craig.
Come on. Because he can steal. He can steal. It's that much of a layup.
It is that much of a layup.
It's a layup. There's no way you get this. This is like ESPN does those percentages. This is
99.9%. This is Patriots in Miami before the last play.
Pete Shepard.
Yes.
For the win.
Yep.
What state is known as the Hoosier State?
That would be Indiana.
Yes! Pete Shepard!
He's a winner!
A 3-2 win over Cody.
I'm a somebody!
Cody, hang on the phone. Thank you for playing. Chris is going to talk to you offline. Appreciate you calling in. All right.
Any other questions?
Well, no, that's it. Oh. I mean, we went to that was the bottom of the ninth inning, if you will, man. Oof. I told you that last one was a layup. We had a question about the Hoosier State.
Should've
we had
Annapolis.
A question about the Tar Heels. Nothing about
I would have got all of them.
Massachusetts.
I missed Annapolis. The rest of my head. That was bad that I missed Annapolis.
But that's almost where I have to go. Just layups at the end ensure that there's a winner.
That worked out just fine.
Right,
it was a 3-2 score. Mm-hmm. We went to the distance. So it's all good. All right.
Yeah.
Very good. I'm telling you, Southwest Florida loves this game. Another hour in the books. All right. When we come back. We'll get a little bit more into Game 1 tonight, the draft lottery and our speculation there. That's at 8:30. In case you're just getting off work and you missed it earlier, a big TV announcement from Chris's viewing habits from last night must recap.
Huge.
So all that coming up. Stay with us. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.